Christian Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Compassion and Conviction, the AND Campaign's Guide to Faithful Civic Engagement by Justin Gibney, Michael Ware, and Chris Butler. Forward by Barbara Williams Skinner. Narrated by Bill Andrew Quinn. Forward. Barbara Williams Skinner. As the 2020 presidential election process nears, our country's political climate will require Christians to faithfully, prayerfully, and thoughtfully engage others with a focus on promoting social justice guided by moral order. The good news is that you are holding in your hand a life-changing book. This remarkable guide serves as a solid framework for Christians to engage in the political process in a faithful, informed, and effective manner without sacrificing deeply held, biblically based convictions. For many of us, religion and politics are deeply intertwined. Does the separation between church and state imply that there should be a separation between religion and politics? Between morality and government? What is the relationship between my Christianity, or my commitment to the teachings of Jesus, and my politics? Where does one end and the other begin? These are hard questions, ones that compassion and conviction help us to address in a spirit of humility and love. Never before have so many followers of Jesus Christ had more difficulty in the, too often negative, way we relate to those whose views differ from our own on hot-button issues such as abortion, same-sex marriage, racial equality, immigration, and the environment. Without question, there is a growing political divide in our country. Yet as Christians, we are expected to engage in both private and public spaces in ways that honor God, consistent with the great commands in Matthew chapter 22, verses 37 through 39, to love God and to love our neighbors as ourselves. Exercising faith in these challenging times takes courage. Although Christians are still called to speak truth in an increasingly corrupt world, it is vital that we think carefully about how our faith informs our politics. We must hold fast to God's declaration in Genesis chapter 1, verse 27, that every person is made in His image. And we can practice this truth in ways that will not diminish human dignity. Just as we have received God's immeasurable grace, we should be ready to extend grace to those we disagree with, something I consider even timelier for Christ followers today. Whether you're a Christian or non-Christian, it can be challenging to show that kindness to those who hold a radically different worldview. Showing kindness means being able to unconditionally accept people for who they are without approving of their choices, even if we believe those choices are outside of God's will according to our understanding of God's Word. With the guidance provided through Compassion and Conviction, we can learn how Christ-centered political engagement can be delivered in a loving and caring way. May God use this book to awaken His people with a vision for the good of all Americans, a vision that is not fully represented in either party's platform, by providing us with a key to unlock doors where other keys have failed. Preface. Every Christian in America is political. This is unavoidable. It is the privilege and burden of citizenship. We can choose to not exercise the duties of citizenship, but that does not mean we do not have them. People are paying attention to how Christians operate in political life. They want to know if faith makes a difference in how to think about politics and how to carry out those duties of citizenship. Christians, too, are asking how their faith ought to impact their political outlook. We believe that how we answer this question can glorify God, bless our nation and our neighbors, and affirm that the gospel we proclaim is real and meaningful for all of life. The AND Campaign's leadership team created this resource to help believers engage the civic space as faithful Christians and informed citizens. Our organizational mission is to educate and organize Christians for civic and cultural engagement that results in better representation, more just and compassionate policies, and a healthier political culture. While traveling around the nation speaking to pastors, Christian educators, and people in the pews, it has become clear to us that many Christians are searching for a better understanding of the civic process.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?